Michigan, Washington, and Maine all hold caucuses this weekend. In highly unionized Michigan, the success of the Democratic presidential candidates may hinge on who proves most alluring to organized labor. Detroit Public Radio's Quinn Kleinfelter reports.
At a recent meeting of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers in Detroit, the John Kerry campaign's surrogate, Senator Edward Kennedy, reminds the crowd that unions have long had a friend in the Kennedys and in Kerry.
I was on the Labor Committee when I first went to the United States Senate. Yeah, the 4 years when my brother Bobby represented New York's state, and John Kerry's been voting for labor for 18 years. That's 98 years of Kennedys and Kerrys voting for labor. Don't you think we deserve your help? Don't you think we deserve
that support? Isn't as significant as it was 40 years ago, when union households made up roughly a third of the American electorate. But in the factories and auto plants of industrialized Michigan, unions' financial resources and ready-made campaign organizations can prove pivotal. As proof, the head of the state's largest labor organization, Michigan AFL-CIO President Mark Gaffney, says unions propelled Democrat Debbie Stabenow into the U.S. Senate.
We elected her. It was the union difference that made the election in Debbie Stabenow's race, and those are the facts.
Gaffney says the Democrats running in Saturday's presidential caucus recognize the value of labor's backing, and one candidate in particular, Howard Dean, now almost seems to be staking his Michigan campaign on wooing labor. Yesterday, Dean called leaders of the two largest unions backing him in Michigan, the Service Employees International Union and the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, to shore up their support after his string of losses. And he's also making a pitch for Detroit auto workers.
If there's an automobile plant or a parts plant that moves from Michigan to Mexico, you got to give the UAW the right to go down and organize that plant. And if they don't have that right, then you can't re-import the products, because otherwise we're just...
The message appeals to some Michigan auto workers concerned that Kerry's support for improving fuel economy could raise the cost of production and force more job cuts. Still, the UAW, as well as the Teamsters and the AFL-CIO, say they will likely wait until a nominee is determined before they endorse a candidate. But John Kerry's status as the frontrunner and his sheen of electability has garnered support from Michigan labor groups, including firefighters, utility workers, and influential teachers' unions, the American Federation of Teachers, and the Michigan Education Association. Labor leaders say electability is vital to their chief goal, defeating President Bush. Michigan has suffered severe manufacturing losses and high unemployment rates in the past few years. Labor analyst Harley Shaken says the perception that the administration has done little to stem the flow of jobs out of the U.S. and Mr. Bush's efforts to eliminate overtime pay for some workers has left unions inflamed.
I think over the last 60 years, it would be hard to find an administration that labor has been so angry at or felt so excluded from as the Bush administration. For unions, a very powerful motivator in this race is to defeat Bush.
To do that, labor leaders say they are prepared to coalesce quickly around the Democrats' eventual nominee, no matter how union members vote on Saturday. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.